Okay, so let's do a couple of films that you can watch at home. So Dreamland, which became available for home viewing on Monday and has frankly been sort of messing with my head ever since. Shot in Luxembourg and Belgium. There are several movies around incidentally called Dreamland. This is the one which stars Stephen McHattie. It's shot in Luxembourg and Belgium. It's this kind of dystopian, pseudo-comic mishmash of crime movie intrigue and sort of horror film inflected, you know, gore. So Stephen McHattie in a dual role. One of them, he is a world-weary hitman. The other, he is a drug-addled jazz trumpet player who becomes embroiled in a plot by a pimp, played by Henry Rollins, to sell a child bride to an aristocratic vampire living in a castle with his... And I'm not making any of
this
up. This is great. Yeah, here's a clip.
I found him at the pawn shop.
Well, like you said, had to be done. He knew, though, why this was happening.
Yeah, he knew. As a matter of fact, these were his exact words. He said,
I'm sorry, Hercules.
See, he knew my name.
Everybody knows your name.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one thing. I didn't like you putting a hand on me. Does that register with you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because this I do out of respect. This is for love.
You're a sweetheart, you know that?
So there's a lot of that kind of, you know, hard-boiled, slowly drawl dialogue going on in the background. And the film itself is a kind of weird mix of artsy satire, woozy jazz, incoherence, straight to small screen sleaze, and everybody chewing the scenery, nobody more so than Juliette Lewis, who is in absolutely full-on crazy-go-nuts mode. Highlights of the film include this kind of blood splattered sequence, which is played out to a smooth jazz cover version of that Eurythmic song, Hey, Hey, I Saved the World Today, Everybody's Happy Now. And it is one of those films that you kind of swing between, this is either really entertaining and really funny and really nuts, or this is really, really all over the place. And honestly, you know, it's called Dreamland. Several days later, I'm still wondering whether I just dreamed the whole thing. It is all over the shop, but in a kind of interesting way.